dinner and were taking a walk in the gardens. We saw a glow of light coming from down the street and were curious, of course. So we wandered through an alley until we came to the scene. I will never forget it. A horse-drawn wagon was in the middle of the street, and on this wagon was a large water tank with a pump and leather hoses for putting out fires. Crassus, the owner of this water wagon, stood nearby with his arms folded over his fat stomach. He was calmly negotiating with a man who was not at all calm. In fact, he was upset and waving his arms because it was his house that was burning. I crept closer. It was not easy to hear their conversation because of the flames and shouts of neighbors who were panicked about losing their own homes. Crassus wanted the man to pay before he would consider putting out the fire. As the man had no money, it was burning to ash inside his house, he said, "All right, anything." This poor man did not realize that anything meant he must give his home to the man with the water wagon. Now it is Crassus who owns this property, and the man must pay rent to him for the rest of his life. Julia believes he sets the fires on purpose, because he always seems